as Utah's prime member, Mike Leavitt was heading up Romney's Readiness Project, which is essentially the transition team that would have put a Romney administration in place. And Leavitt did a lot of this stuff in secret. They had a team of like 500 people, and we didn't really know exactly what they were putting together, or how it was going, or even thought that we'd ever see that. But this week they actually put out an interesting report that said, you know, looked at how they had gone through this huge process of who they were going to hire potentially, how they were going to do this, you know, what policies they were going to put in place. And so we got some kind of fun stuff. Some of it you probably recognize because it was what Romney was talking about, a campaign trail. Of course, the signing off immediately on the Keystone Pipeline, initiating a 5% cut to all non-security spending, giving all waivers for all Obamacare stuff. Obviously that didn't happen because President Obama won the election. But the book was, kind of fascinating to look and see. It was a very big Leavitt project. We all know Leavitt from when he was governor. He was a very detail-oriented governor. And this plan was, just amazingly detailed. I mean, the metrics they had going on, the plans they had in place. And it looked like a very seamless, smooth transition plan blueprint. And in nothing else, what Leavitt was trying to do by unveiling this is not necessarily say this is, what Romney would have done. It's more of a guide for future presidential campaigns. So what they know, for example, in 2016, we know that we'll have somebody new take over the White House after the election. And so this is a blueprint they can say, oh, well, this is what Romney's people did. Maybe we can build off this and plan our own administration start.
Let's see, Thomas, you reported on Hill Air Force Base is gaining a few more jobs. What's going on there?
This is actually a big major plus for Utah, and 200 high-paying jobs, too, we should note. Essentially, right now, F-22 maintenance, F-22 Raptor is maintained and sustained at Palmdale, California, a Lockheed Martin facility there, and also Hill Air Force Base. And the Air Force did a study, and they said, we could save like $40 million a year or so if we just had it done at one place. So in a few years, Hill Air Force Base will be doing all of the maintenance on the F-22 Raptors. It's a big deal for Hill to gain such a prominent spot. It's essentially providing a vital service for the Air Force. I talked to Congressman Bishop about this, who obviously is on House Armed Services and covers Hill Air Force Base. And he said one of the best benefits for this is that if we have to go through another base closure round, which happens every once in a while, every 10, 20 years or so, this is really one of those things that helps keep Hill operating. When you have a service that only you provide in the nation, they have a harder time closing a base that does that.
And so this provides some stability for Hill Base. Hey, Thomas, finally, you reported this past week that the University of Utah and the NSA were collaborating on a new degree program to help with the NSA data center that's being built here in Utah. Tell me about that.
So this is kind of neat. The National Security Agency, as your listeners know, is opening up a huge data center in Bluffdale later this fall. And in talking to some NSA officials, I learned that they realized that they don't have necessarily the personnel out there ready to hire that they might need to manage such a big facility. There's a massive data farm, hard drives and servers and wires everywhere. And so they really need somebody who can do a lot of different things and do it smartly. They're talking about, kind of a cross-section of academics, but many people who know engineering, people who know math, people who know computer science. And so what they've done is they approached the University of Utah and said, let's have a curriculum that goes along with some degree programs. So you get a degree in engineering, for example, but you also take these other classes and you get a certificate in data center management. So they'd pretty much be able to graduate in the University of Utah undergrad or graduate degree, have the certificate, and NSA would be saying, hey, look, this person has exactly the skill set that we need. It's also a bonus for other places in Utah, too, not just talking about the NSA doing the top secret spy stuff. We're talking about, they could also work for places like eBay or Twitter or Google, one of their massive data centers across the nation, a couple of which are in Utah as well. So, in essence, this is the NSA, helping out the University of Utah and providing a new thing that really didn't exist in the state before.
Hey, Thomas, thanks for speaking with us again today.
Thanks, Roger.